He's phoning talk shows, writing letters to Democrats in Congress and in public and private, making it clear he will not be exiting the presidential race. But still the rumblings about President Joe Biden's ability to win in November and see through four more years continue. This week, as he hosts a summit of NATO leaders in Washington to mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance, his every move and utterance will be closely watched. He's also due to attend several meetings and give his first press conference since the debate debacle. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been telling us the stakes for Biden have never been higher.
He is under immense pressure now. The bad debate performance that he had against Donald Trump almost 2 weeks ago now, it continues to dog the president's tracks. His attempts last week to clear things up with an interview on ABC television didn't really clear things up. And now he's in that dreadful situation where every time he opens his mouth, he's under scrutiny, intense scrutiny, as to his physical and mental cognitive capacities. He insisted yesterday, came back fighting on all fronts. First of all, phoning into a breakfast time television program, Morning Joe on MSNBC, a pro-Democrat television channel. He came on and said, look, I'm perfectly fit, perfectly capable of carrying on, and I'm going to stay in this race. It's sort of being contained by the fact that we have a NATO summit on this week. So President Biden is on the world stage as, well, the leader of the free world, I guess. But then yesterday afternoon, we had these revelations by the Washington Post, quickly followed up by all the other media, where they discovered that a doctor, a neurosurgeon who specialised in Parkinson's disease, had visited the White House eight times over the past 10 months. And then again, very late last night, that prompted a letter from President Biden's personal physician, Kevin O'Connor, describing the work of this specialist, Dr. Kevin Kennard, and saying that, yes, he had examined the president on a couple of occasions as part of his annual physical checks, but he'd also visited the White House apparently to examine some other people who are serving in the US military attached to the White House. And that's why he had made these large number of visits. But there was a very fiery press conference in the White House yesterday afternoon in which the president's spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, denied that President Biden has Parkinson's disease, denied that he's taking any medication for Parkinson's or that he'd been specifically analysed or examined for Parkinson's disease, but refusing to say exactly why this professor, Dr. Kevin Kennard, had visited the White House.
Every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So that is answering that question.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. You're
Dr.
asking
Kevin
me.
Kennard, come
I
to cannot, the White House.
But I just, I also said to you, Ed, I also said to you, for security reasons, we cannot share names.
Hold on a second.
There's no reason to get back and go back and forth with me in this aggressive way.
Yeah, these questions and the watching and the scrutiny won't go away. Is it going to deflect attention away from the NATO summit that's taking place, the 75th anniversary, at a time when, you know, NATO is under enormous pressure around world security, around Ukraine?
Yeah, I suspect it is, Mary. One of the things that journalists in this town are waiting for is the press conference that happens at the end of these summits, and President Biden, as the host, will have to hold this press conference. He very, very, very rarely does press conferences with journalists, but this is one of those occasions when he can't escape it. And you've got that collision between what the president would no doubt like to be talking about, which is NATO and its response, as you say, particularly to Ukraine, and also demonstrating his own vigour and leadership on the global stage and playing into what is generally considered to be one of his strengths, which is foreign policy expertise, and also the way he has pulled this alliance together in the face of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and mounted a pretty formidable response to that Russian invasion. You've got the clash between that and what the Washington press pack in particular will want answers to, which again is this question that is dogging him about his own health and his capacity to carry on in this job for another 4 years should he be re-elected
Wouldn't you expect, though, to see NATO circle the wagons around him very tightly because they are invested in a Biden re-election? They don't want Trump.
Well, yeah, there is absolutely a concern in European NATO. The re-election of Donald Trump could lead to real problems in their support for Ukraine because Trump's first impeachment relates to his activities in Ukraine, his strong arming of President Zelensky well before the Russian invasion had happened, where he had basically threatened to cut off the supply of weapons to Ukraine if Zelensky didn't cooperate in investigating, digging for dirt against Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, particularly Hunter Biden, over his dealings with the Ukrainian company. So there's a kind of a personal aspect to Trump's relationship with Ukraine, and some in Europe fear that he simply will not give Zelensky in particular and Ukraine in general the kind of support that all of the European allies in particular, and it has to be said the US establishment as well, want to give to Ukraine. So they do fear the return of a Trump presidency.
And that's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.